This is the Taney County Commission. It's Monday, December 12th, 2011. And we're at that portion of our meeting, which is a preliminary study meeting, where we will be going through minutes and different portions of the meetings that are scheduled for the day. It's also a time when we take public comments. So between now and 9 o'clock, we will be reading previous minutes, checking accounts payable, payroll, et cetera. Lynn, do you have a red pen over there? I got down here without one. Can I borrow it? Thank you very much.
Sheriff's Department.
I would assume that that's true. What is this then?
Yeah, it's
telephone.
Telephone, but I can't. I'm not quite getting all of that.
Why would they all be identified? Yeah, you do. Or Joanna.
Yeah.
You'll take it with you. How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
Good.
Good, as long as we don't have any of that rain stick on the road.
So above normal temperatures, I like that.
Well, I do too. And of course, that saves a big buck, so we don't have to be out treating that on the streets and roads.
On that 6 months. You know what line is?
It's set up in a transfer line depending on how that budget's going to go into this budget. Now, yes, it was put into the budget for 2011? Yes. But whether or not we move forward with that,
I went and questioned about this, but it's 14% of the budget used. So I started calling around. They had turned in. I started calling around. These transfers are strictly what I got moved over so that they could, that they would have those out of their budget. Now, I don't know what those are.
It's $127,000 to go to general fund and cover the bridge because the sheriff patrols those.
Yeah, that's not what we're. But I think it's in this year. Yeah, I think it's in this year. But I don't want. This, they do this on a 6 month basis instead of on a monthly basis. That's the reason it's out of whack. Department's got one they got to be responsible for.
You've been through all this.
Yeah, I went through the. I had a question on one of those. No, I've got to get these in March.
You got to do this more?
They're going to be bringing them in all week long. It's all.
postpone it till 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Set the motion.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Set to a definite time. Did you find any?
Had a chance to look at those minutes. I'm going to run.
Yeah.
I'll get your pen back to you later.
Start over. I didn't hear you. Okay. Is that what I've been calling to? Okay. Okay, and I'll try to give you a ring there sometime then. Okay, thank you, Larry. Yeah.
James, I see that you have signed up for public comment. Would you like to, anywhere you want to go?
Anywhere I want to go, I'm over here where I can sit down.
That'll work.
I can take a deeper breath and talk more if I sit down.
State your name for the record, please.
James Strahan.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a couple of things, and there will be some questions I know you gentlemen can't answer because of it being public comment, but I'm going to pose those questions anyhow. First thing is the article in the Taney County Times in relationship to the veterans' rights a resolution that I had a lot of input, and I commend I see the city of Hollister's here this morning and the county commission for their actions taken on this proclamation. But there's a quote in the paper that we're pursuing this on, and I know this quote wasn't intentional, but I know that it... But I need it to be corrected because this is going to go on further. It already has been presented to some legislators. And the quote in the paper, I want to read it in to you. It says, "A stray hen, along with all other county, state, and federal employees, receive Veterans Day off with pay. So stray hen wanted other employers within the county to give the veterans the day off with pay." Now, there's nothing... correct about that statement that's been written in the paper. Here's the handwritten ordinance, and it was, I think, turned into the county or a resolution that I wrote myself, and all the interpretations has been right along this line other than what's come out here in the newspaper. And it says, I want to read it to you right quick. Taney County hereby resolve as follows. All veterans within Taney County has the ability to take the Day of Remembrance, Veterans Day, to their liking, without fear of right to work being interrupted, and the consideration of day with pay remaining with their employer. That kind of is not the same thing that has been stated in the paper as Strahan wanting the day off with pay as being the facts. The other situation I have here that I wanted to talk about is the other article that kind of blown up here in the face of this. There's three county officials that's been put in the paper. But I want to pose a question to the county commission of who is custodian of record. I'd like for that to be answered to the public. I know we had a situation where someone rushed to me and said, we need to have executive session on this. This is a serious matter, very serious matter. We've got to have executive session, got to get the county commission to listen to us. But then the newspaper come out with this same piece of information published the day after, and we did have executive session on it 2 days later. So my major concern is who is custodian of record and who leaked this to the press? Because there's been some accusations made in the past, pointing fingers back and forth to many different individuals on who was leaking information. And this person that posed the question to me is not one that had the finger pointed at. So these are things that needs to be cleared up. And I hope they get cleared up, because here's the documentation of what I wrote and what I said. And here's the paper that is exactly not what I wrote and what I said. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission formally to order this Monday, December 12th, 2011, and call on Helen Soutie to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Strahan, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. First item on the agenda is previous meeting minutes.
Motion for approval of December 2nd and December 6th and December 5th with corrections on all three.
Is that December 6th instead of 5th?
No, there's two, 6th and 5th and 6th. Second, fifth, and sixth.
Thank you.
What's on the end? Okay.
Yeah.
With corrections.
Second, there's a motion to approve County Commission minutes dated December 2nd, December 5th, and December 6th with corrections. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I should note, for the record, that Commissioner Straufus is not with us today. He is attending a meeting in Jefferson City. Accounts payable. I forgot to do that. I apologize.
Motion for approval of accounts payable. 326972 to 326977. 326978 to 327018, 327019 to 327112, warrants 5541, 5542, 5543. Transfers, one and three, and postponed to a definite time, transfers two and four to 1 o'clock today.
Let me ask you to leave the postponed for a second motion, if that would be acceptable. I'll second your motion, and the motion is to approve checks number 326972 through 326977, 78 through 018, and 019 through 112, warrants 5541, 5542, 5543, and transfers as numbered 1 and number 3 on our sheet. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Motion to postpone to a definite time, transfers 2 and number 4 of 1 o'clock today.
Second, the motion has been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 o'clock. Transfers numbered 2 and 4. Discussion. Just as a clarification, that would be for us to get some questions answered before we do that approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report. Rick? Rick, would you do me a favor and scoot that dais back just a little so that people could see you?
This desk?
The dais. Podium. Thank you, sir.
I send this monthly budget report to you as soon as I get a chance to run it off, usually, and so you've had it for a little while, but want to point out a couple of things. First off, our revenues are doing pretty well, and I know you guys saw that the sales tax came in pretty good in December, so I think our revenues are going to be over what we projected last year substantially. On the expense by department, I wanted to note that there are a couple of those departments that are over budget. Some of those You know, we expected anyway and talked about them before, but the one that I noticed was 104 Buildings and Grounds. When I got to looking at that, the reason that that line or that department is over is because of the EPM payments have been put into that, which is appropriate. I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of why it was over.
Are you suggesting that, the Buildings and Grounds line?
No, department, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Other comments?
Not unless you guys have questions.
Questions, Danny?
I do have one question, Rick. I've had a couple of conversations that it was not clear clarification on it as far as when the last date for the billings should be into the office, and I understood now that it's the 19th.
That's correct.
Okay, so to anyone listening and department heads or elected officials that have anything, they need to have that turned in to the office by the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
I want to note, if I'm not mistaken, we have a bid process regarding economic development that's not open until late than this month. And if I'm also not mistaken, the commission had tentatively, am I wrong about that, Ron?
Yeah, the economic development is scheduled to open on the 22nd.
We need to have a discussion regarding that because the commission, at least tentatively, I believe, has considered that if, in fact, and that agreement is approved, then there will be a payment within 2011. So I want to sit down with you on that, Rick, so that you're
aware
of that.
We can work it out.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See you this afternoon in the work session.
I think maybe this morning.
Is it this morning?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, the first one. Mr. Erickson.
Yes, sir. Good morning. The first item I have this morning on the agenda is a RFQ for engineering services to conduct a countywide transportation prioritization study. And I have received two responses to that RFQ, which I will proceed with now. Opening. This is a package from Allen Brand Dues and Associates in Olathe, Kansas. The request via the RFQ was for qualifications, and I will review this response with Mr. Hayes and the commission. The second package I have is from HDR Engineering. Looks like a comprehensive response as well to all of the requests in the RFQ that we will need to set a time certain for recommendation after review.
Do you mean today?
Yes.
Let's do that also for 1 o'clock, Dan, if that's all right with you.
Does that need to be done today, or can we do it in the morning? With 24-hour notice. I mean, if you're going to have this response to it, I mean, is the posting all right?
What I'd like to do is postpone the definite time of 1 o'clock, and it allows us at least to get back the information from them. If we choose to make a decision, we can. If we
I'm
want to put it off,
with you,
if you'd make the motion.
Postpone to a definite time of 1 o'clock today.
I second. The motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. The information that's received from Mr. Erickson regarding this bid process.
We will have
all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Following your presentations this morning, I know that there are one or two members of the Transportation Committee that are here. Would you sit with them and or is it, have you already determined to do that and look at these proposals? I would also appreciate their input on this.
Certainly.
Thank you. You have a second?
Yes. The next item on the agenda regarding purchasing was the recommendation this morning of our insurance RFP. The 10-person Taney County Employee Insurance Committee had met previously. We reported last Monday that we had narrowed the responses down to three participants, and we had an 11-question follow-up to do with each of those. We have since, the committee has since met with each one of those participants, and we are prepared to make a recommendation this morning to the commission based on additional interviews with those participants and responses to the questions that we had. We used the format of a point system, assigning points between 1 and 5 to each question or issue that was asked, and the results based on committee's discussions and responses to those questions is Connell 38, Acres 47, Employee Benefit Design 50. The recommendation we're prepared to make this morning is from the Taney County Insurance Committee recommends engaging Employee Benefit Design, who will oversee the implementation of a plan through Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The committee has decided to specify a plan, which I have copies of here for each of you. The first sheet is the worksheet and kind of a scorecard that we did. Each member of the committee has signed this document, the handwritten one that we used. And if you look on the page that's marked there on the attachment, you'll see the highlighted plan that that we're proposing. I took the liberty of copying, making a copy of the entire package that was presented to us there, and then put a flag on the page that's highlighted. It's a plan that we're recommending. If there's any questions, I think most of the members are here from the committee.
Well, I'm not going to assume that you're representing something they didn't vote on. How many members of the committee are here? Would you raise your hands for me? All of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. All of them.
Well, first, I want to thank the members of the committee for the work that you've done. And it was it's no small amount of work, obviously. It's also something that's going to take me more than just a moment or two to absorb and try to make a decision about your recommendation. And in fairness, since Commissioner Strafis is not here and won't be back until tomorrow, I would hope that we could defer this so that he too can be involved in this decision. Danny, I see that we start a budget work session tomorrow and we're going to work all day at 9. I wonder if we could schedule this at 9 in the morning. It's we'll not something we need to drag our feet on, which is why I'm saying that. We need to do it immediately.
But we're going
to
have our bullet point presentation.
That's scheduled for 8.
At 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I guess the scheduling of the other office holders and department heads would go through Nikki at that point, although we have some of those already. You have some already. The earliest of those, because this is going to take some...
Well, let me ask that question. We're not beginning that process till afternoon, are we? Have we already got some people who would prefer to meet in the morning? One?
Well, we can do it at the 9 o'clock. If we're finished with the other, if you want to put 9 o'clock.
Well, let's do it. Let's extend it then until 9:30, and that gives us time if we have not finished with the, I believe we will be done with elected officials and department heads.
That's fine with
me. We can open up for a broad discussion. If you'd make a motion to postpone to that time, or we could just repost it if we have time, right?
We have time. We can just do a reposting.
Nikki, let's repost it for 9:30 tomorrow morning. Does that give you time to get that done? Again, to the committee, thank you. I would ask that Ron, yourself, and whomever wants to be present tomorrow morning for questions that we have regarding your selection and specifically what this means, or make yourself available to us, because while you guys have an understanding, it probably took you some time to get to that understanding, and it's going to take me some time to ferret through the information, at least that you've given me, and what it means. But I appreciate your time, your decision. Thank you.
Are you wanting the entire committee present, or just who's available, volunteer style? Or?
I probably won't need the entire committee, but just a couple of people that can answer questions.
Sure.
If there are.
Sure.
And we'll schedule that for 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I want to voice my appreciation to the committee also. I know they worked several hours on this, dissecting it. And
so. Brilliant group of people. It was my pleasure to work with them. They're very impressive. And I appreciate everything they did as well.
Will you make this available to anyone who is here who would like to see this today, Mr. Erickson?
This
is your recommendation, your committee's recommendation.
Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If they have any questions, then you can bring those back to us tomorrow morning as well.
This is public record now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that with you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the insurance companies that were involved in this process. HPRP? Grantee signature? No. I see where there's an X, but.
Nikki.
Yes.
What's the CDBG public hearing for today? Okay. But we come back down for the 11:30, is that what this says?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else? Lynn, it looks like we're going to move to the workshop on the budget upstairs, but we're going to come back down here with you at 11:30 for a CDBG public hearing.